Pancreatic cancer is called the deadliest because by the time it's typically diagnosed, it's so advanced that it's almost impossible to treat.
The only cures that have occurred have been in patients that the diagnosis was made early and most of the time inadvertently.
That's Dr. Murray Cork, a renowned pancreatic cancer researcher at the IU School of Medicine. Right now, it takes scans and invasive tests to diagnose the cancer, but Cork and Dr. Rajesh Sardar, a nanobiotechnology professor at IUPUI, have developed a simpler way. Their sensor can find the microRNA of pancreatic cancer in a simple blood sample.
We have actually been meeting almost every Saturday for probably, 18 months now? Long time. And the initial test design was, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But as we worked on improving the technology, it definitely does work. And not only does it work, it actually measures it much better than any other test that's currently available.
But what they can't do yet is detect pancreatic cancer in early stages. Right now, typical patients live only about 6 months after diagnosis. But for them to have any chance of long-term survival, the disease needs to be detected right after onset.
The earliest stage clinically is called stage 1A. The worst is stage 4. If you find it at 1A and you do surgery, that group of patients, 40% of them survive 5 years or longer. That's a big difference between 7%. But 1A still isn't good enough. And what we are working towards is finding markers for pre-1A.
When I was a grad student, to be honest, that was one of my dreams, to find a cure for cancer.
We're in Sardar's lab at IUPUI, where the sensors are being made.
If I ask you, what is the color of gold? Obviously, everybody said gold is gold color, right? But in my lab, I would say gold is blue color.
Yes. That's because the small glass sensor, not much bigger than a postage stamp, appears blue after gold is chemically attached to it. The sensor can be immersed in blood plasma or serum, then rinsed. And if the microRNA from pancreatic cancer is present, it will react with the sensor.
That reaction can be monitored using simple optical spectroscopy. And the instrument we're using is very common. Every lab has this instrument, so it's a very simple technique.
And surprisingly inexpensive. For $250 of gold, Sardar says they're able to make 4,000 sensors. Both men are excited about the potential of their work, results of which have been published in the November issue of ACS Nano, a peer-reviewed journal of the American Chemical Society. The two believe sensors potentially could be created for every cancer and other diseases. But getting this cutting-edge technology from the nanotechnology lab to the diagnostic lab would be a major undertaking. While the sensor is simple and inexpensive to make, supplying labs nationwide will take a lot of money. Cork says they're being urged to create a company to help make that a reality. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon, Indianapolis.